USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Explosions have rocked parts of Iran, Iraq, and Syria overnight. The U.S. confirms the Israeli military struck multiple targets, including near an air base in the city of Isfahan, where there are a number of sites reported to be linked to Iran's nuclear program. Both the International Atomic Energy Agency and Iranian state-run TV saying the country's nuclear facilities remain intact. The U.S. has stopped the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto at the Security Council.
The joint resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The UK and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote, while the remaining 12 members voted yes. The State Department calls the Palestinian Authority's effort to gain member status premature. Writers for Sesame Street have voted to strike. The Writers Guild of America held a vote. All 35 writers for Sesame Street authorized a strike if an agreement on a new contract cannot be reached. Former President Trump, outside the courthouse where 12 jurors are now seated in his hush money trial in New York.
The whole world is watching this New York scam.
Trump complained that his court obligations are keeping him off the campaign trail as well. Trump is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments allegedly made to an adult film star just prior to the 2016 election. The judge hopes to have the six alternate jurors in the trial selected by Friday. President Biden is garnering support from more than a dozen members of the renowned Kennedy family who have now endorsed him. The Kennedys stood alongside Biden during a campaign rally in Philadelphia Thursday. Carrie Kennedy, daughter of the late senator and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy, lauded Biden's achievements during his initial term. This is USA News.
Listen up, ladies and gents. Are you or a special someone taking prescription meds to treat ED? Everyone knows how well they can work, but did you know that with one free call, you can start saving hundreds of dollars on every prescription order? Gone are the days of paying $30 plus per pill. Now, for less than $2 per pill, you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in your ED meds, in generic 20 milligram tablets. That's right, for less than $2 a pill, you can get the exact same results. Each order is discreetly delivered right to your door. There's even a money-back guarantee. Remember, you don't need to pay big prices to get big results. We'll save you hundreds of dollars on the exact same active ingredient. We deliver generic sildenafil for less than $2 a pill right to your door with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. Call right now at 1-800-273-4776. That's 1-800-273-4776. Again, 1-800-273-4776. Call right now.
Young people think America is heading in the wrong direction, but still support the current president. USA's John Schaefer explains.
According to a recent Harvard Kennedy School poll, only 9% of young Americans believe the United States is heading in the right direction, while 58% think it's going the wrong way. Despite this, more than half of them expressed their intentions to vote for President Biden in the upcoming election, with 53% stating they definitely plan to cast their vote.
A recent report from the anti-death penalty organization Reprieve reveals that black inmates sentenced to death by lethal injection experience botched procedures at a significantly higher rate than their white counterparts. The report indicates black prisoners have a 220% greater likelihood of enduring a botched execution compared to white prisoners. The White House making it clear President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. While speaking at two campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, was killed during World War II and then brought up cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday, aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.